podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Eric Martin from the West Virginia men's basketball team, and you're listening to the Raspy Boys Kids.
Welcome back to the Raspy Voice Kids podcast. This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by...
Jeremy J.N. Phoenix, ready for another week
of pop culture.
Hit you with that pop.
Sound like you're a little under the weather, son. I gotta be honest.
Nah, I'm all right. I'm good.
No COVID?
No worries. Not again, right? No, I'm good.
All right, just making sure.
You got... All right, go ahead.
You got a what?
No, I said you got to throw that in every single week, but that's all right.
Well, I mean, when the weeks keep piling up and you don't sound right, I mean, you just got to make sure, son.
You know? No, I'm good. I'm good. Let's get it.
Today, we are talking about secret menus at your favorite fast food restaurants. I did not know this was a thing. I knew about secret menus at, like, pop-up restaurants, at like boutique restaurants, but I did not know that you could go to Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, and so on and so forth and find or have secret menu items. Jeremy, what do you think about this?
Keep it on the down low. That's what they do, man. They don't tell you about the good little stuff, the stuff that you can get. You know what? I said the good little stuff, but the truth is we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about all these different restaurants and what secret menu items they have. And there's one common theme that comes through on all the secret menu stuff. It's real. The first thing I ever realized about the secret menu was when my homeboy told me to go get the roast beef max. It's like, the roast beef max? Like, who? I think I was in the car with him. He got the roast beef. I was like, roast beef max? That's from Arby's. That's where they pile high your roast beef so doggone high, like you have four sandwiches. And I'm like, you know, only a true glutton would know about the roast beef max.
They call it the Mark Mangino, I'm sure.
Let me tell you something, brother. There ain't a time I go to Arby's without getting that roast beef max. That junk know it's good.
By the way, people keep saying, who are these people keeping Arby's in business? Jeremy, you've just announced that you're one of the people that are keeping Arby's in business.
People hate on Arby's?
Yes. Are you kidding? You don't remember the Simpsons episode where Ralphie says, I'm so hungry I could eat at Arby's?
No, I don't remember that. Yeah. That's hilarious, though. No, they didn't revamp, though. We've got the meats. They revamped, man. They bring it now. Be real. And them cheese sticks, that ain't on the secret menu. But if you ain't had Arby's cheese sticks, you're not living life. It's the cheese sticks is where it's at. Hot and gooey. I mean, Burger King's are disgusting. There's a lot of other places that are disgusting. If you want some good cheese sticks from a fast food chain, the only place to go was the Arby's. So there you go, Arby's. There's your shout out.
I feel like one of the dumb ones is Taco Bell's Cheez-A-Rito.
Think so?
Because it's the same thing as pretty much every other Taco Bell item, just no meat.
Yep. All right, so this is what we're going to do, Brandon. People are probably wondering, where are my favorite places? What secret things do they have on their menu? Throw out a store. I'll give you something on their secret menu. Throw out any fast food chain.
McDonald's.
Do-do-do-do-do. They have a thing called the Monster Mac. That's right. It's exactly what it sounds like. The Big Mac, which is loaded and loaded with beef patties. So if you think the Big Mac doesn't fill you up, go there and get the Monster Mac. You can get up, I think they said up to like 8 slices of beef.
Good gracious.
Up to 8 slices of beef on your Big Mac. Now, you are going to pay. Like all the stuff on the secret menus, you are going to pay. But if you're a little hungrier than most, I don't know. I don't know who you is, but if you're a little hungrier than most, you can't go get that. McDonald's also has the hash brown McMuffin, which is nothing but Tooters. That's all they did. So if you go to Tooters and you're like, man, I love how they put the hash brown on a sandwich, whether you're getting the Mountaineer or the Thundering Herd from Tooters, same thing at McDonald's. If you ask for that hash brown McMuffin, they will throw the hash brown right up on your egg McMuffin, right on your sausage, egg, and cheese, right on your bacon, egg, and cheese. Just ask for that hash brown McMuffin, secret menu, boom. Got another one?
Burger King.
Burger King. Let me check. Burger King has something they call the Suicide Burger.
Yeah, once that's what again, I was looking at, son.
Tell them what it is.
No, you tell them.
All right. It's the same as everything that you're going to hear on this menu. It's just loaded up with meat.
Yes.
Four beef patties, bacon, cheese. Look, if you have cholesterol problems, you probably should stay away from these stores anyway. But if you have cholesterol problems, I better not see you ordering off no secret menu, because all these things are just loaded up with the meats. It's a suicide burger from Burger King. Got another one?
Burger King also has the Veggie Whopper, which I will assure you no one is interested in.
Disgusting. Nobody's wondering. Come
Nobody
on.
Have you tried that? In the Veggie Whopper.
Have you tried those? They've been doing them a lot. More stores are getting them. Like, everything's vegetarian. But they look like meat.
No, I can proudly say no.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Yeah, Jim Gaffigan has a skit about that. I hate meat. Meat's so dumb. Does meat ever talk to me? I wonder if meat's thinking about me. You never hear somebody who loves meat and says, "Hey, let me get that beef in the shape of a carrot."
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way. No, thank you.
But you want your carrots to taste like beef.
There's all kinds of things. Okay, so if you're not into all the extra meats and stuff, hit up Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
They have frozen hot chocolate. You hear about that?
Yeah, I saw that, son.
Frozen hot chocolate. Never knew that. If you're going through Dairy Queen, don't like what's on the menu, hit the frozen hot chocolate. What else you seeing?
Jamba Juice.
Where's that at?
Jamba Juice has a secret menu that has is dedicated to sweet treats. They've got one that is a pink starburst.
That actually sounds good.
It sounds delicious. Plenty of strawberries, raspberry sherbet, lemonade. Pink starburst smoothie is the ultimate summer refresher that you wish you'd known about sooner. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm the kind of dude that I will drink a smoothie any time of the year. It doesn't have to be in the summer. That pink starburst from Jamba Juice sounds delicious to me.
What about, let's get to the places people go. Chick-fil-A. Did you know Chick-fil-A will make your own chicken quesadilla if you order it?
See, I saw Chick-fil-A has a Chick-fil-A fried chicken club. I did not know they had a chicken quesadilla.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, they got the tortillas right there. Obviously, it's not hard to make a quesadilla. I just never thought about getting a quesadilla from Chick-fil-A.
I didn't know they had quesadillas. Do they have them for breakfast?
I don't think they have them, but they have the ingredients for them. I mean, they have a tortilla there, and they have cheese. They have chicken, you know?
They're not making their own quesadillas. I mean, they're not making their own tortillas.
I'm just saying. They say you can get it from there. That's what we'll go with.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't want to get this twisted. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying they're not making their own flour tortillas. They must have them already for another menu item.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They have it for another menu item, so it's easy for them to take the tortillas that are already there and make a quesadilla.
Now, they don't have these in our area, Shake Shack. But this does sound delicious. Have you heard of Shake Shack?
No.
Peanut butter bacon cheeseburger. No, not your regular peanut butter. It's like peanut sauce, like Thai food.
You like Thai food? That might be all right. That might be all right. I don't know. I mean, I really haven't had a whole lot of Thai food.
Oh, my goodness. I love Thai food. But you think about a peanut sauce on your bacon cheeseburger? Yes. It sounds delicious to me, Shake Shack. I like to travel. When I travel, I like to eat places I've never been before. In-N-Out Burger, one of those places.
What about Starbucks?
What about them?
Call it the dirty chai latte, which is nothing but the regular chai latte that you get, but it comes with an extra shot of espresso.
See, I thought you were going to go with the thin mint, the frozen thin mint frappuccino.
Is that on the secret menu?
Yes, it says that there's over 200 drinks you can ask your barista to make you. There's a medicine ball, butter beer latte. Those are two of the most popular secret menu items. Thin mint frappuccino is a must for anybody who likes Girl Scout cookies. Now, I will say this. As a cookie, thin mints are overrated. Way overrated.
Absolutely. You ain't but never said total lie right there.
As a frappuccino, it sounds delicious.
Right. Well, speaking of drinks, Sonic has a drink. And I'm telling you, You know, rappers talk about that purple drink. That's not what we talk about.
Scissor. Sprite.
Sonic has the purple Sprite. It's Sprite, lemonade, Powerade, and cranberry juice.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Sonic has too many menu items as it is to have a secret menu.
It's true. I don't go to Sonic very often, so I don't even know.
I don't either. My kids love it, but they have way too many items already to be making a secret menu.
It's true, but that sounds good. That purple Sprite sounds kind of good.
Jeremy, did you know about secret menus before this?
I had heard rumors. So like when I went to BW3's, I used to get this, what's it called? Vampire Slayer. It's called Vampire Slayer sauce. It's not on the menu, but what they do is they mix the Parmesan garlic with the spicy garlic into a mix, and it's called Vampire Slayer. It's dope. It's on point. I didn't know about it. Somebody put me up on it. I went in there. I ordered the Vampire sauce, the Vampire Slayer. Bruh, favorite wing sauce I've ever had.
See, I just wasn't aware of secret menus with these fast food chains. I just wasn't aware of it. I want to know how many people listening right now were aware. If you are aware, if you were aware, what is your favorite? Tell us right now when you learned about secret menus, what you like about secret menus. Get at the RVK, holla at your boys. Always raspy voice.
Raspy voice.
Big shout to Shrinkables. Shrinkables. Supporting the RVK partnership since day one. It's time to recap and review Kansas State. The Raspy Voice Kids, Brandon Phoenix here. I also hate Pitt, joined by
Jeremy Phoenix in the building in the booth.
And here we are. The Wildcats got whooped, Jay. We put it on.
Got them.
We finally put together a complete game. This is so interesting because following, to me, the worst loss of the Neil Brown era at Texas Tech, we come with the most complete win of the Neil Brown era, the most impressive win of the Neil Brown era over the Kansas State Wildcats, winning 37-10 in Morgantown. What did you think of the game, Jeremy?
Man, it was so good. First of all, it just feels so good after a win. Oh. After you win, the sun shines just a little bit brighter.
Oh, yeah.
The air smells a little bit more crisp.
Yep.
You start thinking about the good things in life, and you feel good. But then on the same point, then you start thinking about games before, and you're thinking, man, if we could have just, you know, man, if we could have, this is the position we would be in. That's done and over with. What we saw Saturday was very refreshing to see because, like you said, we played a complete game. We didn't start off that great, and what I mean by start off that great is we did make some mistakes. Defensively, we came up with big interceptions, and we got down there, and we had a false start on the goal line. We had some missed passes early on by Deggie to open receivers. We missed a field goal. It made me start feeling like, oh, here we go again. But this time, our team showed true grit. It's funny how the mistakes can be overlooked after you win it and when you start executing. And that's what they did. They started executing on offense to match their defense. And then we get to 37-10, man. You just feel so good. But there were still things that I didn't like about this game. But it was overshadowed because we ended up playing well in totality and winning the game. Like, we gave up a big kickoff return. Now, we can't crush everything when you win 37-10, but there was little things that still showed themselves. What didn't show themselves, Brandon, are the dropped passes. Elephant in the room. What was the difference between this game and other games we've played? I feel, first of all, I love the offensive play calling, but it's also when we had the opportunities. When Bryce Ford Wheaton went deep two times and he went up and made the grab, played like a real ball player. When Deggie's sitting back there in the pocket, I think it's when we went up 24-3. We are 17-3. He's sitting there. He looks at his first progression, goes to his second progression, all the way to his third progression, which means he had time, but also the calm and cool to find Winston Wright out of the backfield, hits him on a perfect leading pass to the running back. Well, he wasn't running back, but he was in the backfield, gets in for a touchdown. He catches the ball. Momentum changes when you catch the ball. And when you catch the ball and you can put points on the board, then the next thing happens. I get so frustrated when we play freshman quarterback and we don't challenge them. And against Texas Tech, we let
Sonny
them get
Columbia.
To a big lead. We let Oklahoma State get to a big lead so their young quarterbacks didn't have to prove anything. This game, our defense stayed on him, and our offense scored points. So now, okay, you're going to put a freshman in there? Let's see what he can do. You can put somebody in there starting for the first time? Let's see what he can do. You know,
I also want to give credit to the fact that Tony Field stayed on the field instead of being ejected early in the game like he was against Texas Tech. I think that makes a huge, huge difference. The man had 15 tackles, nine in the first half alone. I really think that makes a big difference. I wonder what would have happened in Lubbock had Tony Field stayed in the game against a freshman quarterback. But
that's true.
That's not here or there. We're talking about Kansas State, and he was there. And you're right. They did put pressure on that quarterback. They did not allow a quarterback who was mobile to convert third downs on us, which is a backbreaker. They did not allow a running back who had been successful in his previous outings to be successful against us. And what I like, Jeremy, was our special teams played well overall, especially after Evan Staley got hurt, worrying about Casey Lake. He came in and did his job.
I'll say they played solid. I won't give them well. I mean, they missed a field goal, and they gave up a huge return down to our 40-yard line. So with those two plays, I can't say well. I'll say played solid.
Okay, that's fair.
I will also say, Brandon.
But you got to remember, you're playing against one of the best special teams in the country, and we didn't give up touchdowns. We didn't give up any turnovers. That's why I said they play well. But I hear what you're saying.
We only gave up 41 yards on the ground, which is huge. We clearly said, hey, if you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us passing. Howard had the pressure put on because our offense was scoring. That's why it led him to a 24.9 QBR. 24.9 QBR. Let me say it again. Our defense held their quarterback to a 24.9 QBR while throwing three interceptions. Our defense showed up, and they played ball. And we know they can play ball. But, you know, you're not going to have a perfect game every game. But just like last game, they pitched a shutout pretty much in the second half.
They only gave up 73 yards in the second half. That's really impressive.
No receiver on their team had more than 39 yards by themselves.
I love it. Drayshon Miller gave up a big touchdown. But besides that, he was lights out, Jeremy. And the nation is taking notice. The nation is taking notice. Pro Football Focus is taking notice. Drayshon Miller is turning into a star. He was just listed today as the best player on – they did a list of the best player in each Power 5 team, and Drayshon Miller was listed as our best player. Imagine that. Think of all the good players we have. Tony Fields would be my pick for the best player on our team, but Drayshon Miller got picked as the best player on our team.
That's big, man. That's huge.
It's going to be huge going into this game next week.
The thing that was also big was that red zone stop. I can't tell you how big it was. Now, you may look at the final score and say, hey, we won 37-10, but momentum is a big thing. Mentality is a big thing. Our defense being able to get off the field when they were down in our red zone, they'd walk down the field. We had Dante Stills making a stop. We had Tony Fields making a stop. Then Tyke Smith not giving up on the play, fighting this guy to the very end to where he dropped the ball going into the end zone. Like, that red zone stop was absolutely gigantic for our team, our morale, momentum, and they just kept pushing through after that.
I love it. I love Mesidor too. Freshman out there doing his thing, playing ball at the mic position and getting a sack. I think he's got 5.5 sacks now for the season. Mesidor's playing out of his mind with very limited snaps.
Let's talk about – we said this. We said, what's the difference? Look at the receivers. Bryce Ford Wheaton, 104 yards catching, but two gigantic deep balls – that really just changed the field, really changed the whole feeling of the offense. He caught those balls. It was big. Then we had Letty and Winston both catching four passes apiece. TJ Simmons coming out. He only had two catches, but he had them for 53 yards in big-time spots.
I was going to say they were big catches.
Amen, and that's what we need. And when our receivers can do that, when Deggie can look the way he looked, because don't get it twisted. Like I said, just hearing the little rumblings about Deggie, once again, what's he do? He goes over 300 yards again. He goes 22 for 34. He has two passing touchdowns. He has an 84.4 QBR. Deggie wasn't the problem.
26 straight games of a touchdown pass, and NCAA leading 26 straight games of a touchdown pass.
So this game was full execution. You know, there's times last year and the years before that I'm like, why can't we play complete game offensive defense for an entire game? And this, we just got it. And what I'm hoping is it seems like every team usually goes on a little run where they get hot. I hope this is not us getting hot. I hope this is who we are. I hope this isn't a flash in the pan. I hope we don't break focus next week. And it'd be a terrible time too because we got the horns down coming in. We got to stay focused. And if we play like this, Man, you don't want – see, they drag you back in. Every time you think you're out, season's over. They drag you back in. But if we play like this, we can do something. And I said this last week. If we're trusting the climb, honestly, it usually a coach usually has about 3 years to show me what they have. And if they're really going to make a difference, it starts in the second half of year two. And I said last week, here we go. This is the second half of year two. And what they do, they showed up and showed out. That's what I'm talking about. Trust the climb.
Well, we're 6.5-point dogs going into Austin. So what do you think about the Texas game, Jeremy?
Man, it's always big, man. I don't think there's ever a blowout. It's very rarely a blowout. It's always, I don't care how good we are, how good they are. It seems like we're always evenly matched up. And it's going to come down to the same thing it came down to this whole year, actually, what's beat us and what has helped us win. Turnovers, drop passes, and penalties. So if we can not
And I would add to that, I would add to that big plays. Because Texas is a big play machine, and they have the other thing. So Texas is a big play machine. They got big receivers that get downfield with Eagles, Brennan Eagles, and who scares me a lot just with his size, his stature. But I trust our defensive backs, and I trust our defensive line. The thing I don't trust is that Texas is going to go tempo on us. They're going to run up tempo on us. They're going to run that spread, and we're going to really see what we're made of because our defensive line is not going to have the chance to get to the quarterback like they normally would. Where the difference is going to be is, can they stop Sam Ehlinger on those designed runs? And can they keep him in the pocket on third and mediums? Because I like Sam Ehlinger in the pocket.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Sam Ehlinger, it's not, I don't want to give him credit. He's a tough kid. He comes through and he plays. I just, they fall in love with him too much. They oogle over him too much. So hopefully we can shut his mouth. Hopefully we can horns down, shut their mouth.
Well, I mean, he's leading the number one offense in the Big 12. It's the number one offense in the Big 12 versus the number one defense in the Big 12. So the question is, what's gonna win, the immovable object or the unstoppable machine? That's the question. And Vegas says we're 6.5-point dogs. We started out as double-digit dogs. The line's been moving. But right now, the last I saw anyway, was 6.5-point dogs. I like being underdogs. But it also tells you that Vegas says they're favorites for a reason.
Amen. They got ranked. They're ranked. We're playing another ranked team, two in a row.
And they're playing without their starting running back, Ingram.
Real quick, before we let this thing go, do you think that was a statement win by West Virginia?
Yes.
I heard somebody put that on Twitter.
Jeremy, we played a top 20 team after losing, an embarrassing loss. The worst loss of Neil Brown's WVU career, and we came out and thoroughly dominated a top 20 team. Thoroughly dominated them. Yes, I believe that was a statement win. What, Jeremy, name a better win than that in the last 5 years.
When I first thought about it, I thought, well, here's a team who's 16. Do they deserve to be 16? Probably not. They are where they are, but I don't really feel like they're that great. I also feel like we always play them well. So for me, when I first thought about it, I was thinking, no, this is not a statement win. But the more I heard you talk about it and other people talk about it, a statement win is not just a statement to the country, but a statement to your team.
Yes.
So for me, do I feel like the players are going to see that this thing is working and it's going to help drive them to work harder? And really buy into what's going on and realize they can succeed if they buy in? Absolutely. So in that sense, I fully believe that it was a statement win now.
And I think Texas beating Oklahoma State is big for us because I think it helps keep the team's attention. Instead of coming in against a Texas team that's sliding, we're coming against a Texas team that feels like they're on the rise. And I feel like that's really good for us to stay focused because I think a focused West Virginia team has a really good chance at DKR. So we'll see. But I believe so. And I believe that Tom Herman is not as good a coach as Neil Brown is. But we'll find out.
And Tom Herman is not as good as a coach as he thinks he is.
Nope. But we'll
that's
find
it.
Out.
Here we go Saturday.
High
Let
noon.
Us know what you think. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you think we're going to get over the hump. Beat Texas, make two in a row, and really, really start making a drive.
Do you want to give a prediction, Jeremy?
I don't. I think we win. Okay, fine. I will. I think we win.
I'm going to say West Virginia wins 31-28.
Boom, there it is. Let us know what you think.
Social Podcast Network.